Hello, I'm Gary Aid, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Charlotte Hornets. Milwaukee comes in with a record of 15-5. Charlotte, meanwhile, at home is 7-15 on the year. Overall, in their last 10, Milwaukee 6-4 on a one-game losing streak last night to the Lakers. Charlotte 4-6 over that span, winning their last contest. Let's take a look at the numbers. Milwaukee comes in averaging 112.3 points per game, good for 16th best in the NBA, whereas Charlotte at 26th overall, averaging just 109.2 per contest. Defense, Milwaukee, elite in that department, allowing just 107.4 per contest. Charlotte, much, much worse, 115.4. As far as turnovers are concerned, both teams about league average. Bucks giving it up 14.8 times per game on average, whereas Charlotte is at 15.4. Looking at the shooting numbers, pretty close on this one. 45.6 field goal percentage for the Bucks, 44.6 for the Hornets. Looking at threes, 32 for Charlotte, 34.9 for Milwaukee. Free throw percentage, Milwaukee and Charlotte both struggle in that department, 71.9 and 72.7 respectively. Bench scoring, very similar again. 32.1, 33.3 for Charlotte. This is the first time these two teams are playing this year. Both teams played last night. Injuries, Joe Ingles from Milwaukee is out with a knee. Gordon Hayward and LaMelo Ball. Hayward is out for Charlotte. Ball is doubtful. And these numbers might sound relatively close. They're very misleading and deceiving, of course. Milwaukee, an elite championship-contending team with the best player in the world. Charlotte, one of the worst teams in the NBA. This is an easy one to pick despite the closeness of some of those numbers. You got to go with the Bucks. And that is our on-court look from Milwaukee and Charlotte. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Milwaukee Bucks at Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are a 6.5-point favorite as we record. Saw some sixes in the overnight hours, some sevens depending on the book, a 224 mark for the total. Teams against the spread marks heading into this one. The Bucks 12-8-1 overall, 3-3-1 on the road. They played just seven road games this year, 3-6-1 though in their last 10. Hornets 10-10-2 against the spread, 4-5-1 at home, and 6-3-1 in their last 10 games. Bucks slight under team, 11-21. The Hornets a slight over team with that mark, 11-10-1 to the over. Both teams are playing on a back-to-back. Charlotte a win over Washington last night, while the Bucks fell at home to a hot-shooting Lakers team. On the matchup, Hornets 9-1 ATS run in Charlotte and a 7-2 ATS run overall. The under has hit 6 of 7 in Charlotte and 4 of the last 5 overall. Looking at the Bucks trends here, mixed trends on the total, under in 7 of the last 8 on the road. However, they have gone over 5 of their last 6 overall. And the over is hitting 4 straight when the Bucks starters played 160-plus minutes the previous day, which was the case last night against the Lakers. As for the Hornets, that 160-minute spot, Hornets are 1-5 ATS, and the under has hit 4 of 5 when the starters have played 160 minutes the night before. Mentioned both teams on the back-to-back, and the under is 4-1 at home for the Hornets when taking on teams with winning records. Serge Ibaka, Marjan Beauchamp, their first-round pick questionable with an illness still. Dennis Smith Jr. is questionable tonight, and of course no LaMelo or Gordon Hayward as they remain out. Bucks look like the play here. You look at the 160 trends, I think that speaks to the Bucks' depth. They got healthier last night with Chris Middleton returning. We'll see how much he plays in the back-to-back, and Milwaukee hasn't had a back-to-back since early November. They had one in October as well and won both of those back halves convincingly. On the total, you know, no real feel here. You see the mixed trends. You know, a lot of this is going to depend on Charlotte, how they end up playing in this game. If I do have a lean, I would say it is to the under, but no play here on the trend. But I do like the Bucks minus the points. We got more NBA previews, part of the sports betting stack here with Stacking the NBA. You can find the sports betting stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is our Stacking the NBA betting preview of the Bucks and Hornets.